We are on the record, Mr. Chairman.
All right, good evening. Shall we rise for the flags?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the April 15, 2019 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building. In fact, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here, just barely. By the way, a tree down on Hermantown's blocking the road.
Oh. That's the excuse.
Call the mayor. I got here. It must have fallen after right behind me.
Wow. What time?
Well, it's, I can tell you.
We live up three houses from me.
Call good Mr. Pfeffer. If he's has a chainsaw, he's going to have a lot of firewood. It's right in front of his house, practically.
Oh, you went that way.
Yeah.
He always goes down pretty good.
Continuing with the roll call, Mr. Kuchinowski?
Here. There's no tree in my way.
Yeah.
Mr. Kildow?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Where did we find
here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Absent. I got it. That was mine.
And Mr. Sumay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. First up, we have meeting minutes, April 1st, 2019. Wow, these are very timely. Thank you. They were previously distributed. You see the eligible folks. Any comments or questions or concerns on those minutes?
I had one very minor grammar, I guess, grammatical change for Ms. Kleinhand.
So if nothing else, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Kilda?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, just
how does Kilda vote?
That's what I was going to ask, too.
Well, he was here at the meeting, but he didn't vote on the minutes because we had nine members. So I felt as though because he was in attendance at the meeting, he could vote.
I give a difference.
I know. I'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, see, now I'm thinking what I listed was just the people.
Summertime's coming. I want to take it easy a little bit.
All right, we have no resolutions for this evening, so we'll go right to the public hearing. ExxonMobil Research and Engineering Company, Block 30, Lots 17, 30, 31, 41, Block 31, Lot 1, Block 3002, Lot 1. Application 201904.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'm going to refuse, but I think our attorney has given me permission to sit here. So.
Well, to sit here.
Oh, all right.
You said sit here.
Got to be specific. I'll bring
in the room.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Normally, I stick him in the back.
Mayor Riggins.
He sat the wrong side.
Yes, he did.
Is recusing and stepping off the dais.
Good evening. For the record, Tom Allman, attorney with Dave Pitney on behalf of Exxon. Rob Michello to my right with Gladstone Design. This is an application for a site plan waiver at the Exxon site. Basically, the application involves increasing the height of three of the existing stacks on top of the Exxon building. We'll explain to you why we're doing that, but long story short, it's to prevent exhaust from these stacks from the boiler going into vents in the building to get it, make sure it goes free and clear of the building. We believe we qualify for a site plan waiver. You may be aware your ordinance actually has three different options that you can select for that, one of which is if we have a prior site plan approval, which, of course, we have many. There's no significant change or impact on that prior site plan. We'll argue tonight that there is no impact on that prior approval. Unless you have questions of me, I'll have Mr. Michello run through the application for you, and then we'll answer any questions that you have.
Yeah, so let's get you sworn. Raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're going to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God.
I do.
And your full name for the record?
Robert Moschello, Moschello.
And you're a PE, and you're the applicant engineering expert.
That is correct.
Okay. And are you guys going to want that entered as an exhibit?
I have three.
Yeah,
three exhibits.
We have three boards, Mr. Drill.
Okay, so let me give you three tags.
Perfect. I'll have Mr. Moschello just describe what they are.
Give you A1, A2, and an A3. Are those attached to the boards?
Oh, they're just taped on.
Okay, good. So when we're all done, you can untape them and fold them up and give them to Denise?
Sure.
Great.
And they're all dated today's, two of them are dated today's date. One of them's just a rendering.
Okay, so here, take that. Go nice and slow. Just put them down in the lower right-hand corner. Put them right on the table. And as you label it, you'll identify each. Yeah.
Right-hand
corner. Well, yeah. So A1 is what?
A1 is overall aerial exhibit dated April 15th, 2019.
And does that represent the current conditions to the best of your knowledge at the site?
Well, it's the conditions as of 2015. I'll
yeah. Okay.
Second one is aerial exhibits dated April 15th, 2019.
Give me what's the date on A1?
April 15, 2019.
Okay, and the date on A2?
April 15th, also 2019.
Okay.
And they're both aerial exhibits?
Well,
the only difference is one's an overall?
You're right. This A1 is overall aerial exhibit, and A2 is aerial exhibit.
Okay.
And he's not going to, he'll describe them after we get them all marked. I just want to get them described enough to mark them into evidence. We'll go into it. What's A3?
A3 is entitled Platform Elevations and Details. And this was actually submitted as part of the package to the board. All we did was just put some gray shading on it.
And this
and dated February 7th, 2019.
Okay, and this happens to be sheet S3.1?
Correct.
It's going to be Platform Elevations and Details. Okay. Go for it.
All right.
Let's start from the top with A1. I suspect board members are familiar with our site, but let's just give them a quick overview, and then we'll...
Go nice. Even though we don't have a stenographer, go nice and slow. Denise's got to take notes. I got to take notes.
And let me just ask, I see a few folks in the audience. Is there anybody here who's from the public or not related to the applicant?
Put it this way. Are you two guys with the applicant?
Okay, so there's nobody here, just for the record. Okay.
Right, correct.
Mr. Kilby, can you see your
can you see it okay?
I get it here.
Okay.
Yeah. You can adjust it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
They don't need to see it.
They know what it looks like.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, that's much better. Thank
perfect.
You.
All right, so this is A1, correct?
Yes, this is A1.
Perfect.
So what we're looking at here, and please tell me, is that picking me up?
I can't tell.
It's better.
You,
right.
You know what, even if you put it on the table right there, if you're going to stand
there.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So as what I have here is...
Tell you what, first. Some board members have seen you before, some haven't.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we...
So just qualify yourself. I know you've testified here before, but just...
Yes. My name is Robert Moschello. I'm with Gladstone Design. I'm a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey. I received my PE in 2004. I've been one of the primary site civil engineers on the Exxon application since it started back in 2015. I've worked on numerous residential, commercial, and corporate civil site projects throughout the state of New Jersey. I've probably appeared before over 100 boards throughout the state at this point. And I was accepted as an expert witness here for one of the previous applications.
Right, so thank you. Anybody have any concerns? Anybody who may not? Nope, we're fine then with your qualifications.
Perfect.
Thank you, Chairman. So what we have here is Exhibit A1, and it's entitled Overall Aerial Exhibit, dated April 15, 2019. I just wanted to use this just to orient the board to the site, just give a little bit of background on the property for those of you who have not seen it before, for those that have. North being up on the plan.
That's laser audio interference.
It's unpleasant.
Oh. I'm just mad.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good now. Okay.
Maybe you're right.
What happens occasionally is if you have a cell phone close to the mic.
No.
Okay, let's leave it there. Let's see what happens.
All right, so.
He's afraid.
Everybody else, yeah, I know. Let's check everybody. Sorry, we'll do a little movie. Anyone have cell phones near the mics? All right, let's try.
I don't think it's this one.
God willing.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
All right, north being up on the plan, and on top of the sheet we have Highway Route 22 that runs along here, and 78 also running on the east to west on the north side of the plan. Route 31 is on the west side of the plan. The properties that are owned by ExxonMobil, which totals over 750 acres, outlined in yellow here on the plan. It's made up of multiple lots and blocks, but they're all designated here in yellow on the plan, over 750 acres of land area. You then have Sand Hill Road, which comes off of Route 22, which is our easternmost border that runs along here where my pointer's shown on the plan. Then you have some existing residences that are to the east, primarily some residences to the south. You have the high school, as well as some other, you have the church to the west, and then, of course, I said, like, the highway to the north. The primary development portion of the property is the existing office building, which is shown basically in the northeast portion of the site where my pointer is here on the plan. There's also a smaller development area, which is the sewer treatment plant, which is on the western portion of the site itself.
You said office, also research.
Office and research building, which is the primary development portion of the site. And then you have two access points to the property. You have the main access, which is off of Route 22. You come in here to the guardhouse, and you have the ring road, which goes around. And that road goes all the way around past the treatment plant, down to the west, and actually comes out at the interchange at Route 31, which is the other entrance and exit to the property.
Did you say before that this overall aerial exhibit was as of 2015?
Yeah, this is the 2015 state aerials that we're using. They haven't issued new ones yet, so this is basically what you're looking at here are the existing conditions as of 2015.
And that's the one that you presented when you got that 2016 approval, right?
That is correct, and this does not show the improvements.
This is before,
Before that, correct.
Okay.
And then I'm going to actually move to sheet A2. Which this is basically, this is also entitled, this is now entitled Aerial Exhibit, April 15th, 2019. What this is basically a zoomed in version of the map that we were just looking at. North still being up on the page, and then you see Sand Hill Road to the east over here, which goes off the page down to the southeast. The access coming in off of Route 22 on the north portion of the site right here where the gatehouse is, and you come into the Ring Road, which comes around, and then goes off to the south. You have the existing parking lot, which is the main parking lot for the campus in front of the building, as I say, front being closer to 22. Then you have the existing building itself, which is an irregularly shaped building in the sense that you've got the larger office and staff portion of the building towards the front, and then you have in the rear the research portion of the building towards the back side of it, and then you have the research yard, which is really was what the subject of the 2015-16 application in the rear here. And then you have the existing grounds around the site itself, and you have the farm fields out towards Sand Hill Road. Yeah. The focus of the application tonight really is one very small area, as you can see outlined here in yellow, and that's probably bigger. The box itself is larger than the actual footprint itself that we're talking about, but there's a small area on top of the building where there are four exhaust stacks, three of which are part of the HVAC system that exhausts gases from the furnace, the boilers. They're natural gas-fired boilers that exhaust those gases into the air as part of the heating and ventilation system. This has nothing to do with any research that goes on inside the building. It's strictly the HVAC system. And you'll notice in this picture here, this building is a stepped building. There's different elevations to it as it comes up in height. This portion of the building where my finger is here is actually higher than this portion of the building here. And there's actually intake vents on this face of the building right here that are part of the air intake system into the building. And because those stacks aren't high enough, as Exxon's been looking at this and studying it and trying to figure out a solution to it, when certain wind drafts come across the building or come across the site, the exhaust gases are pushed down and then they're sucked into those intake vents and they're brought up to the building, which is not a good condition for the users of the building. So Exxon's looked at a couple different ways to try to mitigate the problem. Ultimately, the solution that they've come up with now is to basically raise the heights of those stacks. So the next board that I have here, which is Exhibit A3, it's entitled Sheet S3.1, platform elevations and details dated February 7, 2019. This was submitted as part of the submission package to the board. The only difference with this plan here is we've just kind of shaded in what's actually the proposed elements of this plan so you can see it in more detail. So I just want to point out, and I'll go into some numbers in a moment, but the very light gray here are the existing stacks, and they're at an elevation of about 40 feet 2 inches above the first floor elevation of the building. Okay, so they're about...
So is it 40 foot 2 inches above
40 feet
grade, or 40 feet...
above the first floor of the building. So as measured from first floor.
Okay, just curious. What would it be if it was measured from grade? Do you know ground elevation?
The ground elevation varies slightly around the structure.
All right.
We did an average grade. Because your ordinance requires the height of the building to be calculated based upon average grade, the majority of the building is at the same elevation all around, except for two areas where you have an underground garage to go into, and you have a loading dock on the backside of the building. The grade goes down a little bit there. So when you take everything into account, we looked at over 48 data points around the structure. The average grade is about a foot and a half below. If you take the first floor of the building all the way across as a grade plane, you're about a foot and a half below that on average grade.
Okay, so when you say the first floor, are you talking about the bottom of the first floor or the top of the first floor?
The first floor, the level that you step onto is the first floor of the building.
Okay.
Right. That's the main level of the building we refer to.
Okay.
So these grades are measured that are on this plan from that first floor elevation. And the architect has designated that first floor as elevation zero for their purposes of doing this calculation.
Okay.
And we've measured up from there. So the height of the existing stacks is about 40 feet 2 inches above first floor.
And again, not to interrupt, but if I have to, for purposes of a resolution, the actual height, I would just add a foot and a half, you're saying, to everything?
As height measured from average grade. Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So you would add a foot and a half, correct.
Yep.
So this is 40 feet 2 inches to the existing stacks, and then we're proposing the new stacks, which are 12 feet 10 inches in height above, on extending the existing ones, to a top elevation of 53 to the top of those stacks. Okay, that's measured from first floor elevation up to 53. When we did our calculation for the average height of the building, we came up with that 1 foot 6 grade differential around the entire elevation. So that would make the height of these stacks at a height of 54 feet 6 inches when measured from the average grade around the structure. And your ordinance allows a height of 55 feet. For accessory structure extensions above the regular height of the building. So that's where the 1 foot 6 comes into play in terms
of
the calculation.
And it's three stacks that are being increased in height?
Three stacks that are being increased in height. Two of them are 36 inches in diameter, one of them is 24 inches in diameter. And you'll notice on the drawing here there's this steel structure around the stacks with a staircase that leads up to it. The reason for that is Exxon has with their property, because of the industrial permit that they have there, they have the Title V permit that they have to be in compliance with the state for discharges. And even though this is just a standard HVAC discharge stat, basically, they still have to sample the exhaust gases that come out of it. So the staircase is so that someone can go up there, stacks, and take a sample of the air every so often.
So it's a staircase and a platform.
Correct, staircase and a platform around the stacks.
All right, so the height complies with the ordinance. I think the planning consultant for the board acknowledged that. I do see a memo here dated April the 12th.
Yeah, so...
Tom Behrens.
And Mr. Behrens is not here, but we cleared this with the applicant to save on your escrow.
Sure.
Generally, if the applicant did not agree with one of the board professionals, the board professional would have to be here to be subject to cross-examination, and the board could not consider the board professional's report. In this case, the applicant agrees with what's in the board professional's report and has agreed to waive the appearance of the board professional so the board can consider what's in Mr. Behrens' report, even though he's not here to be subject to cross-examination.
Correct. And there's really not much in the report, to be told. But
well, you know what the key thing in the report is?
It confirms that we're good on the height.
That's right. Because if you weren't good on the height...
Right. Be a different issue.
Right.
And just in terms of the site plan waiver criteria, Mr. Michelle, let's just talk about that for a second. You heard me mention early on there's a provision that indicates that the board has the power to grant a site plan waiver where they find that the changes, namely these proposed increases in the stack height, will not have any significant impact on the previously approved plans. Do you find that that to be the case?
That is the case here.
So no impact on what has been approved by the board previously in terms of other applications for the site?
That's correct. There's no site improvements being proposed beyond just the extension of the stacks and the structure on the building itself.
Okay.
Okay, just to be clear, so the waiver you're seeking is under Ordinance Section 165-36.1A1.
Correct.
So there's 1, 2, and 3, and you're seeking a number 1 waiver.
Correct.
Can I just ask I'm tracking with the 1 waiver. I'm tracking with that it's under 55, but just give me the why it went from 40 to 53. Just trying to understand what was missed last time. Or maybe I'm not saying
no.
It right.
Missed?
No.
That's totally.
These are not the stacks.
Yeah,
these are not the stacks that the board approved in 2016.
Correct.
Those were the special stacks for the. I'm not testifying. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You did a good job.
This is totally different section of the building.
I got it. So let me ask the question, though. Why is this now, on this day, an issue when that building's been there since 1983?
Can you repeat what they've been experiencing with the winds?
Yes. I'm not tracking. I need to understand just why.
Why now?
Why now?
Well, I mean, this is right. It's been there for 30 years.
Right.
It's why now? And again, I'm only the civil engineer. I have certain information related to it. I understand you're talking to the folks at Exxon, and they've been looking at this over a number of years, that this is causing an issue for them. They've tried different ways to mitigate it before they actually went to go and put an extension on the stats. Unfortunately, I can't give the history of that and what's going on there. But it's our understanding that they've tried other things and it hasn't ultimately worked out for them, so that this really was the next solution in line was to extend the height of the stacks. So to get it up higher.
Probably the more expensive solution is.
Right. But so basically,
I was going to say a jaded view of it is.
So basically, this has nothing to do, and I'm saying this because I think it helps for the record, with the expansion there. This is mitigating an issue that's been there for a while with a cleaner, more thorough way to solve it for once and for all.
Correct. This has nothing to do with any improvements that went on the back of it. And even when we were here for the site plan waiver probably over a year ago for the ETC building, I call ETC the engine test center building, that was an addition onto the main building. There was some presentation related to the mechanical equipment on top of that building that wasn't originally part of the original plans. This has nothing to do with that. Completely separate and apart from all those improvements.
And just so that, to bring you up to date, there was an application filed today for amended site plan approval, not a waiver, that you guys will probably be hearing next month. And that has something to do with the gate, which you did approve, and now they wanted to make an amendment to it. But that is an amended site plan approval, doesn't qualify for a waiver.
Right.
The board planner and engineer and attorney were of the opinion that this thing could qualify for a waiver if the board, you know, was amenable. Again, I just want to make sure I got this straight. This is HVAC exhaust. This is not any process exhaust, correct?
That is correct.
And what you're saying is that the winds have been blowing the exhaust into the HVAC intake, correct?
Well, it's blowing the exhaust. Yeah, so what's happening is this is exhausting HVAC gas, and then there's air intakes
right.
on the building for the air inside the building.
Right.
And at certain times, taking that air and bringing it back.
And they've tried other less expensive things, let's just call it what it is, and people have continued to complain, and someone has listened, and this is the more expensive solution.
This is the next solution.
Got it.
You said there's 4 stacks?
There's
what's coming out of the 4th one?
That I do not know. I was.
And is the platform above the top of the 4th one?
The platform is laid out. They're all in a row. So
the stacks?
Yeah, the stacks are all in a row. So the 4th one's not. The platform's not around. The platform's not impacting the 4th one, if that's what you're asking. If it's going to block any sort of exhaust or anything.
But I assume that 4th one has to be tested as well.
The 4th one, I don't know the disposition of the 4th one. You know, like I said, 3 of them need to be extended, so that's what we're asking for the approvals on.
But the platform's not there now, right?
The platform is not there, correct.
Right.
Well, the 4th one's low. If they had to test something coming out of the 4th one, they could stay on the roof to do that.
As they do with the current roof, the 3.
Correct.
Just so you understand. Okay, so Does the platform have to be above the height of the new stacks to test?
No, they have to be able to get to a certain point within the stack to put the testing in.
Right, so there's a point in the stack where they put some sort of monitor in.
Correct.
And that's why the platform is at the elevation it's at.
Yeah, I'm fine with those three. I was more concerned with the fourth one that's not being extended, and the platform, per the picture, is above that. I just don't want you to be here again.
But no, I understand. As far as, we didn't design it, but as far as we can tell.
Well, if you look at the lower elevation, that's where you see the other pipe.
Oh, you're losing your
board. Would that be it?
That's in that view going that way.
So that would be the shorter one, right?
Yes, but that'd be the shorter one that would be left there. Below the platform.
Less gas comes out of that one.
We don't even know. He doesn't even know what's coming.
I don't even know what's coming out of that one.
Jelly.
All right, anybody have any questions on the board or any other?
That's all we have, Mr. Chairman.
And again, no one here from the public. This seems like it's a pretty classical case for 16536-1, probably number one, as you point out, the previous site plan approval, and this development will have insignificant impact on that site plan. As our planner has noted, and as the applicant is saying, it's within the ordinance limits, so...
Within the ordinance limits as to height?
As to the height of the... Right. I'm sorry, yeah, thank you, Phil, and my... Mm-hmm.
Well, what other ordinances it need?
I've talked with Tom. It complies with all ordinances. The only one that we wanted to make sure it complied with was, to ask him to specifically look at is height.
Mm-hmm. So the average with the 145 correct. Keeps you under 55?
Correct.
54 feet.
No-brainer.
Right.
By rights.
Right. And that was the question, because the things came in.
The average could change.
Well, no, but when they came in like they came in, if you looked at it, it looked like, it was more, well, but had to right. subtract a foot and a half. Right.
This is better than what this is. Is that the grade? Yeah.
Because they measured it from the first floor instead of the
right.
the average grade like the ordinance says to measure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... I'm looking at the board here. Is anybody...
Just real quick, I with respect to 165-36, wouldn't this work under 1, 2, or 3?
Well, it's not a normal repair, maintenance, or replacement.
It's not a normal replacement.
This is not. I wouldn't say this is the normal. Most businesses do not extend their exhaust stacks after 30 years.
Right.
And number 3.
You could probably do 3, too. These are a lot of these fall under many, but,
Right. It could be, but.
Right, I know, right.
The plot is pretty clean.
Sometimes you look at one of these and it fits one more than the other.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. And it only has to meet one. It's right. Or. Mm-hmm.
So,
anyone dying to make a motion to grant the waiver?
Waive site plan according to 16536-1, according to number one.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. Whoa.
So, we have the record first. The minute should reflect.
Yeah, that Ms. Butcher came in at
But she's not eligible to vote on this thing because she wasn't here the whole time, but Mr. Kildof is. And I thought he wanted to make the motion. It was the only thing I...
Okay.
Because he doesn't get to make many motions.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in the book.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Mr. Higgins
has
recused.
Sorry. Mr. Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mr. Kildoff?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. We may see you again next month. We'll see you.
Right. So. That's that way.
Thank you.
Great.
That one will probably be good.
Now, what is your schedule for extending the stacks? Do you know?
Construction-wise, Dan, what do you think?
Within
the next 6 months.
All right, because what... The resolution will be done within the next 6 months. But if
the old question of do they need
right, because they don't need, there's no conditions.
No.
And so, I mean, if you were in a rush or something, you could ask the board to ask the zoning officer and the construction official to, not to issue permits,
to consider it
as if the resolution was adopted tonight, even though it hasn't even been drafted yet. But they're not in a rush, okay?
They're not. Right.
I appreciate your thought.
Okay.
On this one, we don't need it. Otherwise, we probably will.
Save it for when you need it. Right.
Mm. Thank you.
Good.
But somebody's keys and... Oh, is that you, Rob?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what the problem is?
For now, you can even use, little clips if you don't want to use the tape on them. Okay, all right.
The science has changed, too. So they have those intakes, the second fresh air. They need fresh air in those places. So whoever designed this 30 years ago never figured they were a little too close. We just went through this on the job where they had sewage smell on the building.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Goldfish helped me on this.
Stacks weren't as high.
I'm a day late, an hour short. All right,
I left it open-ended saying if something comes in, and then I was like, nothing came in.
Yeah, so I was looking at new business. New business says approval of vouchers, but there are none.
We're not paying anybody?
There's no vouchers.
No vouchers. So this is
my kind of attorney, John.
We went on a 2-week vacation. Everybody. We decided to do it together. No, we didn't. It's a coincidence that you'll probably never see again.
Right.
Once a year, you're setting a precedent.
It's voucher-free week.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we're at the stage where maybe some reports for a minute or two.
You can invite the mayor back, I believe.
Yeah.
Some of this numbers.
Mr. Mayor.
Reports. There's B2.
Thank you. So the first up is a report from council. So either our mayor or our councilman here could give us a little quick.
Well, we introduced the budget.
Yep.
Mr. Kochanowski is on the finance committee, so he knows the numbers better than I do. Do you want to talk about it, Tom?
Yeah, we increased the budget. We're pretty much the departments are being held flat, I believe, and we can raise taxes a little.
That's right.
To build up a surplus.
The numbers are.
Questions? Yeah.
The numbers are actually in the review today. I just sent some over.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
My understanding was the state, the DOT road grants were very generous this year because of the gas tax. I know in the past we would, and Kevin could speak to this, in the past we would get funded basically every other year. So are we getting...
Three in a row. 2 years and $240,000 each for a phase. It's a two-phase project up on Stanton Mountain.
So this year's grant money is going to finish Stanton Mountain.
The second phase, but the bids came in high. We have 2 years before the grants expire.
Sure.
So next year we're going to finish off Stanton Mountain.
But with respect to the new grant, this
the new grant
money,
is $170,000.
It's for the same project.
And that is for the roads around the Goddard School. Beat up roads.
Okay. Never right, sort of contiguous with the town of Clinton. Right.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are definitely immediate. I know they were on our long-term capital plans.
Budget is up. I mean, it's sort of an important inflection. Budget's up about just shy of $1 million. The op flat. Debt service is up by 400, and we're transitioning away from borrowing to do capital projects to spending cash. So this year has a 500,000 bump. Put cash into a capital account. So we have a very large bond issue that times out in 2022. So we're anticipating that time out, but we want to continue without borrowing. We want to continue paving some streets.
No, I'm just happy. I mean, I don't mean to dwell on this. I felt like in years past we would not get we're a big town, 30 square miles.
Yeah.
Our roads get abused by regional traffic, and we would get funded every other year regardless mm-hmm. of the merit of our projects or, we rebuilt that road by the prison, for instance, that the prison pretty much is the only major user of, and the state didn't give us a nickel for that. So that was, I'm happy to see we're finally getting a little more into grant money every year because I think we deserve it and we merit it.
I think it is not merit-based. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It used to be there wasn't a whole lot of money left, so It was like when we had the gas crunch and the even plates got it on even days and the odd plates got it on odd days. I think that's how they cut that baby up. But now that the Transportation Trust Fund is getting funded, and as you know all this stuff, it's fixed dollar amounts, so the gas tax per gallon rises as the gallon it shrinks. Mm-hmm. So you can count on a relatively steady income into that pot.
Right.
So we're pleased with that. In fact, I did make a mistake. We had a acceptance for Grey Rock in one letter, and then we had a denial for Grey Rock in another letter. But we had submitted two grants. I've forgotten. One for the Grey Rock by Finagles, and one for the other piece of Grey Rock on the other side.
CPMS.
Yeah.
Okay.
And public hearing on that's May 8th.
Correct. Looks like we're going to probably cancel the coming council meeting for lack of agenda items. And it's pretty quiet for change. I don't think we talked about. Do you remember anything
else significant?
Yeah, there was.
It was a pretty quick meeting.
Yeah, just the usual, cap bank thing, and then the budgets, and the salary ranges went up because we had hit the top of a couple of those job descriptions last year. That was about it. It was really a very short administrative kind of thing. It was a long discussion at the end of the meeting about miscellaneous stuff, but nothing really beyond
that. Community day in the month, right?
Yeah, 27th, is it?
April.
27th.
Actually, it was more about the Easter egg hunt and stream cleanup. But
Ryan reported something about sewage applications, I think. Or something that might be of interest.
Oh,
what did
he
say?
Remember.
I forget.
At the last one?
At the last one. There's something about sewage applications. But I'm trying to think who it was.
I do not remember.
Yeah, and I don't know.
There's one.
All right. Ordinance Subcommittee, I don't believe, has anything. Open Space, anything?
Open Space has not met since our last meeting, so...
And I somehow they can't get my email right on environmental, so I didn't make that.
I've had that problem once.
Maybe they're trying to send you a subtle.
I think they're sending me a non-subtle message.
That is so weird.
In fact, I don't have your email right either.
They can't figure that out.
They can't figure that out. I gave them another email to use, but sorry. It's all right.
Okay.
So, anything else?
Nope. Hearings next time or not? Two times. We don't know. We just have to see. Kathy and Denise do completeness reviews on Wednesdays.
So
that'll be reviewed on Wednesday, and based on what they come up with, there'll either be a hearing or we'll be at the next one.
You know, I think we actually touched on this at the council meeting briefly. I think we're getting very close now on the old Muni building project. You know,
that was the sewage.
Good. Yeah, I spoke to Paul about that actually over the weekend.
That's right. It was the routing, not the capacity. Right. There's a little argument about how to route the sewer lines. And, you know, the developer prefers the less costly routing.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Out of shock.
And, but I think he retained a historic architect, Mike Margolis from Feeberg.
Nice.
Got a nice letter from Mike. And I just saw in the last few days a letter from our consultant, so I think we're virtually there on the historic stuff. And
so there could be another application coming shortly, is how I'm reading this.
You should be in for finals pretty soon, I would think.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Good. Well,
how is that going, though, the building? When is it anticipated to finish? I guess it's still...
The affordable project, it was about a 14 or 16 month construction cycle. They got started in about November, I would say, a full month of November. So
yeah, it just so happened I spoke with Jeff Long from Ingerman about another town, but he told me, you know, sometimes projects are trouble and sometimes they aren't. He said this one, it's almost like if someone trips, the nail falls into the hole. He said that the rock there is like soft rock. They can just take it out with like an excavator, just scrape it, and when you do take it out, it leaves, you know, a beautiful look
to it. So he said, knock on wood, everything is going quite well there for the contractor.
Good. We start to get phone calls, you know, letters, emails about
when
can we sign up or how's it going to be done, that sort of thing. So there is interest. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then.
And as stated before, our distinguished board attorney will be autographing copies of the New Jersey Planner at the end of the meeting. So.
Do not put that in the minutes.
Will they be frammable?
Yeah, they're right here.
Is there a fee for the signature?
No, we don't put any of that in the minutes.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who said second?
Tom.
Thank you.